Trump pressures elite universities to accept more Americans over foreigners, DEI. By Neil Monroe on October 2, 2025. President Donald Trump is pressuring elite universities to open their classrooms to more Americans by sharply reducing their enrollment of job-seeking foreign students and their enforcement of diversity ideology. The curb on foreign students is one part of the reform plan delivered to top universities on Wednesday evening. Currently, many top colleges grant roughly 25% of their slots to foreign students, most of whom are seeking work permits via the federal optional practical training program. In 2024, up to 400,000 foreign graduates and students were given work permits by President Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies. That flood of migrants, many of whom get jobs via kickback-fueled ethnic hiring networks, pushes many Americans out of internships, jobs, and careers. If you're a family, where I grew up, Wisconsin, and you've got a smart kid, and you think you're going to get them into a top university in this country, there is no chance, Silicon Valley investor Mark Andreessen told a California audience in July. The offer, titled Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education, promises government cooperation with the elite universities if they agree to a set of reform proposals. The goals, according to the releases by the White House, include abandoning pro-rules diversity in hiring, student admission and aid policies, requiring prospective students to perform well on the SAT or ACT tests, recognizing the clear distinction between single-sex spaces for males and females, cheaper tuition for students pursuing hard sciences, disclosure of all foreign funding, ending the promotion of identity politics in the classrooms or in academics' official activities, capping the recruitment of foreign students at 15%, and ensuring that no foreign countries get more than 5% of college slots. The New York Times reported. Letters on Wednesday were sent to the University of Arizona, Brown University, Dartmouth College, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the University of Pennsylvania, the University of Southern California, the University of Texas, Vanderbilt University and the University of Virginia. The nine schools declined to comment or did not immediately respond to messages late on Wednesday. White House official May Mailman, who has orchestrated much of the administration's higher education strategy, said the compact could ultimately be extended to all colleges and universities. She said the administration was open to hearing feedback about the compact from college leaders. "We hope all universities ultimately are able to have a conversation with us," she said. In September, Mailman told the New York Times. "So I think there's a fairness issue that the president has talked about with the numbers. These are universities that have huge amounts of federal funding and are supposed to serve American students. And instead, they've taken on, I think Columbia's numbers were close to percent. Harvard's are around 30% of foreign students. And that's not to say anything bad about foreign students. It's about what are the opportunities remaining for American students. So yes, I think there will be some focus on what's the right sizing there." The White House's strategy is to help colleges do things that are not hard decisions, but they are hard to go at it alone, Mailman told the Wall Street Journal. "Many academics push diversity ideology to break up American citizens' evolved civic norms, Christian viewpoints, and social expectations, mostly by promoting foreign cultures and religions. This policy of promoting civic chaos helps elite progressives to push for political and cultural power." The White House is making progress as it pressures universities individually and in groups, Bloomberg reported. The University of Pennsylvania agreed to alter policies related to transgender athletes, while Columbia University agreed to pay more than $200 million to settle complaints around discriminatory hiring and anti-Semitism. Brown University said it would use $50 million over the next decade to fund local workforce development programs. Meanwhile, the Department on Homeland Security has proposed a regulation that would set a four-year cap on student visas. The plan would sharply reduce the number of OPT workers who can seek the jobs needed by skilled and ambitious American graduates.